Amos chapter 3. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, and for this reason I will punish you for all of your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no snare is for him? Will one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people will not be afraid? Will there be evil in a city, and Yahweh has not done? Surely sovereign Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to the servants, his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Yahweh has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountain of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst of it, and the oppressed in the midst of it. For they do not know to do upright, says Yahweh, who stored up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus says sovereign Yahweh, an adversary will be round about the land, and he will bring down your strength from you, and your palaces will be spoiled. Thus says Yahweh, just as the shepherd takes out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so will the children of Israel be taken out that who dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Hear you, and testify in the house of Jacob, said sovereign Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, that in the day that I will visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground, and I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory will perish, and the great houses will have an end, says Yahweh. End of chapter.